Starting another brand new hour now of the Steve Gerber Show, coming to you live from Studio G here in the heart of America. I'm Steve Gerber, fighting for you from the foxhole. Feed. Look, we're going to put it out there for you every day. Tell the truth. Nobody else will, but we'll be honest here every day. God bless America. Let's roll. Three big things you need to know to start this hour. Number one, the world is watching and waiting to see if Israel takes the next step to hit back at Iran after the massive drone and missile strikes on the Jewish state Saturday. New reporting says a new attack on Iran is imminent. We'll see. Number two, in the latest move to prove that the national media is dishonest and corrupt, NPR has suspended the veteran editor who wrote an op-ed pointing out how far left of center the company is and how corrupt the reporting is there. And number three, coming up in a few minutes, I'll be talking again to the guy Democrats seem to hate just a little bit more than Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and because he would not sit down and get in line and keep his mouth shut about Joe Biden and his failures. No, Kennedy challenged Joe Biden on a variety of issues, but instead of taking him head on, the Democrats chose to rig the primaries and force him out. But instead of just throwing in the towel and going away quietly, he threw his hat in the ring as an independent candidate for president, and he's making a big enough mark in the polls that the campaign for Joe Biden is scared to death. That interview coming up in just a few minutes here this morning. But let's begin today with the bogus trial of former President Donald Trump in New York. The Frankenstein case that not one lawyer I know from either side of the aisle can say is actually based on a crime. It really is remarkable. I hear from plenty of lawyers, and really most of them are left of center. And you know that. None of them think Trump actually broke any real laws. And this is all pulled out of thin air, to say the least. Again, no violation of law as it pertains to Donald Trump in this bogus hush money trial. Every honest lawyer knows it. Listen.
What people really ought to be troubled by about this is Bragg isn't just trying to enforce federal campaign finance law. He's making up his own federal campaign finance law, because the two federal authorities that actually do have jurisdiction to investigate these, the Justice Department and the Federal Election Commission, both looked at this and decided not to proceed against Trump because these are not campaign expenditures, number one. And number two, even if you assume for argument's sake that they were, the next reporting period after the Stormy Daniels payment, the non-disclosure agreement, wouldn't have been until after the 2016 election. It would have been in 2017. Brad's theory here is that Trump violated his version of the campaign finance laws in order to steal the 2016 election. That doesn't make sense legally or factually.
It makes no sense at all, and people that are sitting and watching this are like, hey, Democrats, what are you actually doing here? People that have historically had nothing good to say about Trump say it's pretty damn obvious. The Democrats don't think they can beat him in a fair election come November, so they're trying to disqualify him in court, and they're willing to do just about anything to make that happen. For example, Stephen A. Smith of ESPN nails the dishonest Democrats to the proverbial cross. Here he is.
So my liberal friends out there, all you're doing is showing that you're scared you can't beat them on the issues and the merits. That's why he keeps saying it's a political campaign against me. That's why he keeps saying they can't beat me at the election, at the polls. This is the only way they could do it. And if you don't put him in jail and he still goes from being a presumptive GOP nominee to the official GOP nominee, and he goes to the polls, even though he was going to whine about winning and being rigged again, you have given more fodder to that argument, which means we'll never have peace in this country, because tens of millions of people see what extent the other side is willing to go through just to keep him out of office, because they can't beat him on their own merits.
They cannot beat him on his own merits. Man, Stephen A. Smith nailing it again. Inside the courtroom Tuesday there in Manhattan, they were able to get seated some jurors, but the political persuasion of the jury really is a 14th Amendment issue, that is. I mean, we all know Donald Trump getting a fair trial in New York, specifically in Manhattan, probably nearly impossible. Stunning that half the jury pool cannot do the job because they hate Donald Trump so much. Here's an example.
pretty extraordinary for in the very first jury pool, before you interview anybody, half of the jury pool already says they're so biased against President Trump that they can't serve on the jury. This is what we call voir dire, where the lawyers and the judges ask questions of the potential jurors to ferret out any bias. Before we even get to do that, half the jury pool already says they're fully biased. That's only going to feed into, I think, Donald Trump's claim that the public integrity of the courts and the prosecutors is to be questioned as being biased and unfair against them.
Yeah, unfair and unbiased, yeah. And one of the jurors allowed to remain on the jury recorded videos celebrating Donald Trump's 2020 election loss. The judge, a man who has supported Joe Biden and Democrats, and his wife, who's a fundraiser, they don't care about all of this. The judge watched the video. Ah, he thought it was fine. She can stay on the jury. What's the problem? Watch.
There were videos. There were screenshots of videos. And one of the videos happened to be the juror number one, had taken a video at a distance of what looked like a celebration in the streets of New York for when Trump lost in 2020. I think that was it. Mm-hmm. And it showed that she was biased, and there was some language that suggested that she might have a bias. So she was called in and interviewed by the judge, and she said she happened to take the video when it was on the upper West Side, and she was outside parking her car, and there was people celebrating in the distance. So she thought it was a very New York moment, and she mm-hmm. posted it. Mm-hmm. I also loved that it involved alternate side parking in New York. Yeah. It all comes down to that in New York.
Celebrating the defeat of Donald Trump on video and being joyful, but she can be on the jury. She's perfectly impartial. Now, if you're wondering what the Democrats are worried about, I have the answer for you. It happened yesterday, all right? The corporate media wants you to believe that Donald Trump has no support in New York City. He's just violently unpopular. But here he is in Harlem after his long day in court. You tell me if he's liked or disliked. Listen. Trump stepped to the camera to say just a few words. Here he is.
I think what's going to happen is we're going to end up doing so well. We're way ahead in the polls against Biden. Biden has destroyed our country. Look, Biden is the worst president in the history of our country, worse than Jimmy Carter by a long shot. Jimmy Carter's happy because he's had a brilliant presidency compared to Biden. He's destroyed our country between the borders and everything else. He has destroyed our country. Not only that, wars are breaking out all over the world. We'll end up with this foolish person, this person that doesn't act. We're going to end up in a World War III. So we have to get rid of Biden.
That's what they're afraid of. Look at those crowds. Young people, old people, all sorts of people supporting Donald Trump. I'll be right back.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by a million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Well,
are you ready to reclaim your vitality and embrace a healthier life? Introducing Patriots Relief, your America First and trusted CBD company dedicated to your health and well-being. Their premium CBD products offer a wide range of health benefits, from soothing chronic pain to reducing anxiety and promoting better sleep. Experience the natural relief of CBD, backed by science and loved by customers nationwide. Use promo code Gruber and save 40% today at PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776, 877-230-1776.
Today.